Hello, this is Aaron Jones with another Magic Boo coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And today I want to talk about backup magic. What do I mean by backup magic? What I mean, to have backup effects during your regular show, just in case something goes wrong. This is a technique I learned many years ago and from a tip from some other professionals, is to always keep some backup magic that you can pull out in case there is an emergency. And this is good for an illusion show. Close-up is a little bit easier because usually you have a mix of things, but usually it's designed for a stage show or an illusion show where you're going to have to kill 5 minutes, or you need to replay something because something went very, very, very wrong and you can't recover from it, and so you have an extra trick that you can use to cover it. Of course, if you're doing an effect and something goes wrong, you don't want to stop mid-trick. You want to kind of get yourself out of it. But what I'm meaning is you go to do a trick and something is broken just before you do it. Or you arrived at the venue and you forgot an important part. Or if you're doing an illusion show and something has happened and you can't get the illusion out on time to start the effect on time, so you're going to have to kill a few minutes while whatever your backstage crew preps it or whatever. And there's a few effects that I use. I just keep with me that I can pull out in case something like this happens, something unexpected. Or if you're an MC and there's an act that's supposed to go on, but they have to delay for a few minutes and you need to kill time. You shouldn't say kill time, but you need to entertain a little bit longer than was planned. Some effects that I keep around with me is I always keep a copy of the Magician's Insurance Policy effect. And that was very easy, very simple, but it fits in my suit or tuxedo pocket with a deck of cards set to go. I can use this and kill a few moments. Along with this, I always carry a invisible deck. I keep that into my pocket as well. With invisible deck on a stage show, you can do a nice mentalism routine to take up the time or fill the space in case of an emergency, as well as Professor's Nightmare, which is an underrated trick, but it's an excellent trick. I sometimes have it as a regular part of my regular show, but if it's not, it's in my pocket or in my table to pull out and do in case of an emergency. With the Professor's Nightmare, I can do about a 3 to 4 minute presentation to make up time. And there are many, many other effects that you can do, you can carry around with you, just in case something happens and you can pull it out. There's no preparation. You don't have to worry about the trick breaking because it's something that's foolproof, like Professor's Nightmare or Invisible Deck or Insurance Policy. The idea is to be prepared in case something does happen because, you know, magic is a live performance art and things do happen. And so these are some suggestions that I have. If you have any interesting suggestions that what you use as a backup magic as to make sure that you have something in case of an emergency, be it a stage parlor show or an illusion show, let us know. You can contact me through Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic, or on Facebook at the username also Aaron Jones Magic, or through my website at aaronjones.com. I'd love to hear what you use for your backup effects. If you have any stories that you've used your backup effects, please let us know. We would love to hear about them. So that's all for this Magic Boo. Until next time, have a great one and goodbye.